The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
But it is day three in the Big Brother house for the Taoiseach, day three of his visit to the US for the St. Patrick's Day celebrations. He's in Washington, D.C. today for a series of business meetings before that meeting with Donald Trump tomorrow. The one, I think Sean said in the last hour, a nation holds its breath. I think he's completely right. Jamie O'Hara is in D.C. and was at a media doorstep with Micheál Martin this afternoon. Jamie, do we know any more about what the Taoiseach is likely to say to Donald Trump tomorrow?
Good afternoon, Shane. Well, Micheál Martin has stayed pretty much on message since his arrival in the States, in Philadelphia on Saturday. You know that the Irish in the US have these deep roots predating the formation of what we now call the United States of America, something that the Taoiseach has been keen to stress as well. Even that phrase, United States of America, was coined by a Cork man in 1776, that both countries benefit hugely from the trade links and, you know, the age of globalization is not over. Countries need other countries to manufacture things, to buy things. Ryanair need to buy airplanes from Boeing. You know, it's not every country out for itself. I think this is a nod to tariffs. We saw the disruption to global trade that was caused when Donald Trump kind of unilaterally just decided he was going to slap tariffs on countries. But the Taoiseach has been asked every day of this trip what his game plan for tomorrow is in the Oval. And this is what he had to say today.
Behind some counter somewhere or a desk, sort of gaming stuff. I don't have time for that at the moment. Literally, it's one function after the other for the last 3 to 4 days. We have a broad position as a country. We're confident in our contribution to America on a number of fronts. I mean, look at last evening, an Irish actress winning the Oscar in by all of the critics, an outstanding film. I mean, that's where Ireland is today. Self-confident country, self-confident people. Life is unpredictable. Politics is unpredictable. I'm enjoying what I'm doing today. I'm focused on the functions I have today. And we'll take tomorrow when it comes. And it'll be, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to meeting the president, looking forward to meeting the vice president, looking forward to lunch on the Hill with my chancellor and so on like that. So that's the frame of mind.
Okay, so I suppose, Jamie, all eyes on tomorrow's meeting in the Oval Office, and I suppose none of us really know how it's going to go.
No, that's right. It could go one of two ways. But Micheál Martin has previously described Donald Trump as being courteous to him. You know, they seem to get on well as leaders of their respective countries. Donald Trump has his own link to Ireland. You know, it's a very strong link. It's his Doonbeg golf course, where the Irish Open will be held in September. And, you know, we've been hearing a lot about the soft power of the Irish here. It's a phrase we've heard over and over and over again. That was evident from yesterday's St. Patrick's Day parade in Philadelphia. There was just tens of thousands of people, you know, viewing thousands of people. Their people were covered in shamrocks on their clothing, their faces painted green, Irish dancers, GAA clubs. That won't be lost on Donald Trump if it's sent to him by the Taoiseach, and Jessie Buckley's Oscar win for Best Actress would surely get a mention. Those trade links, those historic links, those familial links. We don't know how long the bilateral meeting will last tomorrow before the press conference. So we don't know how long the press conference will last either. Usually it's a few remarks, but Donald Trump might be happy to sit there for almost an hour fielding questions. In that last clip, Micheál Martin said life is unpredictable. Well, President Donald Trump is unpredictable. So the meeting tomorrow could go one of two ways. But Micheál Martin was also asked today if he feels under pressure to raise the issue of the war in Iran during the meeting tomorrow and whether or not he would declare it as an illegal war.
No, I don't feel under pressure at all in that respect. As I said yesterday, successive Irish governments have pursued and supported a rules-based approach to global conflict. There are many wars in the world today. I've been saying this consistently, if you go back over what I've said for the last year. You know, we have a horrendous conflict in Sudan for the last 2 years, which has received precious little attention in global commentary. We have a terrible war now in the Middle East. We have a lot of authoritarian regimes around the world persecuting people, killing people, imprisoning people. The world is in a very challenging situation, and no one likes war. And we certainly don't as a country. And we want a pacific resolution of these issues.
Okay. Jamie O'Hara, thank you indeed for that report. Ciara, it is a tricky one for Micheál Martin. And we're going to be talking to Fionn Sheehan about this a little bit later. He's a good piece in the Indo today, essentially saying, look, anyone who says Micheál Martin should just go in there and lay down the law to Donald Trump is being a little naive.
Completely. And to inverse that, which I've done many times, with great power comes great responsibility. With no power comes no responsibility. So it's very easy to say, Micheál Martin should go in there and bang the desk. We're not even talking about a meeting of equals here in terms of our relationship with the US. The US, whether we like it or not, the realpolitik of it is incredibly powerful, and it is, I suppose, led by a capricious president who is already, I imagine, his nose is out of joint currently because of the situation we've had where we've seen a pushback. He's called on NATO countries and European countries to step up and defend the Strait of Hormuz to allow oil and gas move through it. And he's been told, nah, we're not doing it.
So he
by
could
Spain,
be very,
Greece,
he could
Germany.
Be, he could be quite cranky about
I'd
tomorrow.
Say he will be quite cranky with Europe in general. And who does he have in front of him tomorrow? I mean, we don't know. It wouldn't be inconceivable for President Trump to pull a sort of a Zelensky-type visit. You just don't know. Now, Irish America is important.
It is important, too.
It's not unimportant. And there is a huge diaspora there of Americans who would see themselves as loyal Americans, but would also see themselves as ethnically Irish and see a real kind of affiliation to their homeland of Ireland as they would read it. So I don't think that this is nothing to the US president either. But Shane, I do kind of think this could go, I don't agree with Jamie that it could go one of two ways. I think this could go any way at all. We wouldn't have a clue what's going to happen tomorrow. And what a strange position to find ourselves in, that this quite innocuous thing of and warm, friendly thing of going and giving a bowl of shamrock could go off-road
Perfect.
Entirely.
Yeah.
Especially because I would not be surprised if one of the journalists in the room asks about President Condoleezza's remarks.
Yeah.
And that could clear the pitch altogether. Do you know? I don't know, but what do you think?
I'm totally in agreement with you. I think it could go anyway. It could explode. My guess is it'll probably be okay. I think Donald Trump will be in St. Patrick's Day mode. I don't think he'll blame Ireland for what Germany isn't doing or what Spain isn't doing or the UK isn't doing. That's my guess. I could be completely wrong here. It could go horribly wrong. Micheál Martin is quite a wily, experienced operator.
Thank God.
Yeah, and I think that'll be important. It's more difficult for him this year than last year, I think. I think last year it came just after the Zelensky ambush in the White House, and I think everyone was just relieved that Micheál Martin got through. I think this year, with what's going on in Iran, maybe do more Irish people expect him to say something about that? How does he go about doing it? Does he do it in private? Does he do it in public?
I think many people in Ireland have quite a naive expectation that Donald Trump will sit there while Micheál Martin will
lectures
walk
him.
In and kind of read him the riot act in his own front room.
Yeah. Micheál Martin's not going to be.
No, but the people who suggest that should happen or that could happen, I think, fail to understand the relationship here.
Interesting, Ciara. Lots of people texting in saying Micheál Martin shouldn't be there at all.
Yeah, and I do understand where they're coming from with that idea.
But do we just stay outside the tent? I don't think we should.
I think Micheál Martin's job is to represent Ireland and to represent Irish interests. Whether those people don't believe that or not is.
I wonder, are any of those people working in a sector that is
tech,
dependent?
Pharma? 210,000 workers here in this country work
and
for American multinationals.
How many billions of taxes? Like our public spending has been, I think it's increased by 50% in the last 6 years. It has been funded almost entirely by US multinationals.
Yeah. And we have
their taxes.
Yeah. And we have a situation where we run a surplus with the US of almost 50 billion euros.
It's tricky.
To suggest otherwise is naive and foolishness in itself. But equally, I do understand.
Oh, he broke international law. The US broke international law. That is as clear as day. And I can understand why people feel maybe we shouldn't go there.
But there
I
is
think
one last thing I would say is people are going much more mad about what he has done than about what the former supreme leader and the regime in Iran has done. And I find that
interesting. Well, I suppose
Micheál
Martin isn't going to...
No, I know.
Yeah.
But people weren't shouting about the thousands of protesters killed in Iran yet they are
tens of thousands, maybe.
Tens of thousands of protests. Yeah. People weren't shouting about that. They're only shouting about certain things. And there's something in that too.
Yeah. Okay. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106. Feel free to absolutely disagree with us, by the way.
Or agree for the crack.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.